愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
好，我们最近读经进度进到以弗所书。
Recently, our Bible reading has been in Ephesians。
以弗所书就是在讲基督跟教会的关系。
In Ephesians, it records the relationship between Christ and the church.
那今天晚上我们来看以弗所书的第一章。
So tonight we will study Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章在谈到做基督徒的身份与福分。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it speaks of the identity and blessings of a son.
我们先来看以弗所书的第一章。
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
这个地方讲主耶稣按着自己的旨意就预定我们借着耶稣得儿子的名分。
Here it says that God has predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
这个儿子就是有父亲的。
And a son has a father.
那个父亲就是天上的神。
And this father is the heavenly father,
所以
the heavenly God.
信耶稣最大的福分不是我们看得见这个物质界里面。
So the greatest blessing of coming to believe in God is not something that you can see on earth.
信耶稣最大的福分是在灵界里面的改变。
The greatest blessing you can receive is a spiritual change.
神看不见。
You cannot see God.
他是坐在宝座上，天上的宝座上。
He is sitting on the throne in heaven.
在众人不能够靠近的光里面。
In a light that the people cannot come near to.
我们有洗礼之前，我们是罪人。
Before baptism, we are sinners.
我们是神的敌人。
We are enemies to God.
圣经说神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
The Bible tells us that God's anger is against us daily.
但是第七节。
But in verse 7,
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins.
因为照着神的律法，罪要流血才可以洁净。
Because according to God's law, if we have sin, we need blood to cleanse us.
所以主耶稣来世界上，人就称呼他，看啊，神的羔羊。
So when Jesus came onto earth, people called Jesus the Lamb of God.
为什么叫做神的羔羊？
Why did they call him the Lamb of God?
献祭的时候要献牛羊。
Because when you are making sacrifices, you need to sacrifice bulls or rams.
那主耶稣是神预备的羔羊。
And Jesus is a lamb prepared by God.
所以他为我们被挂在十字架上。
So he was crucified on the cross for us.
流出他的宝血。
And he bled his blood.
为我们的罪付出了赎价。
And he paid the price for our sins.
所以在洗礼的时候。
So in the process of baptism,
我们就得着儿子的名分。
We receive the identity as sons.
这个是极其荣耀、极其尊贵的。
This is such a glorious and precious thing.
所以我们在讲信耶稣有多好，如果都只讲物质界的，这个还不够好。
So when we speak of the benefits of becoming a Christian, speaking of the material things that you gain are not enough.
哥林多前书四五章说，如果信耶稣只在今生有盼望，那我们比众人还可怜。
If in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it says that if our blessings only come in this life today, then we are more pitiful than the people around us.
那这儿子的名分是一直到永远。
But this identity as a son lasts forever.
那这个儿子的证明就是圣灵。
And the way you can prove your identity as a son is the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么真耶稣教会得圣灵这么重要？
So why is it so important in the True Jesus Church to receive the Holy Spirit?
因为如果我们圣经读得很清楚，圣灵真的是很重要。
Because if you read the Bible closely, we can see that the Holy Spirit is truly very important.
好，我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let us look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章的第五节、第六节，请读。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
这个地方讲，我们得，既然做儿子，神就差他儿子的灵，就是主耶稣的灵，进到我们的心，呼叫天上的神，阿爸父。
Here it says, because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
所以我们非常有把握我们是神的儿女。
So we have a very solid guarantee that we are the sons of God.
因为圣经应许圣灵要降临，从我们心里面呼叫天上的神，阿爸父。
Because the Bible has promised that the Holy Spirit will descend into our hearts and cry out, Abba, Father.
那如果没有圣灵，
But if there is no Holy Spirit,
我们说我们是神的儿女，这是自己讲的。
And we say that we are the sons of God, this is something that we just say ourselves.
但是圣经里面这个证明神的儿女的圣灵没有降临，我们就没有把握。
So if this guarantee that comes through the Holy Spirit does not come into us, then we will have no guarantee.
所以圣经里面在推亚当的这个主耶稣的家谱，推到最后就是亚当。
So in the Bible, when it records the genealogy of Jesus, it runs back to Adam.
亚当是神的儿子。
Adam was the son of God.
所以神造人，那个最尊贵的亚当，他是神的儿子。
So the precious man that God created, who is Adam, was the son of God.
那亚当被赶出去，这个儿子的名分就没有了。
And when Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden, his identity as a son was gone.
那今天在主耶稣里面，我们再得到这个名分。
And today in Jesus Christ, we receive this identity.
那这个名分要做什么？
So what is the purpose of this identity?
如果我们看那个加拉太书刚刚读的第四章，
If we look at Galatians chapter 4,
第七节的最后，
The last part of verse 7,
既是儿子，就靠着神为后世。
If you are a son, then you are an heir of God through Christ.
那这就回到以弗所书的第一章。
And so now we can return back to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章的13节、14节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. 13, and him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
这里告诉我们，圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance.
那个基业就是天上的产业。
And the inheritance is the inheritance in heaven.
那个凭据就是圣灵。And
the guarantee is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个第二次再提到为什么圣灵这么重要。
So here it brings up again why the Holy Spirit is so important.
这个证明我们可以到天上来领受这个产业。
It is a guarantee of our possessions in heaven.
那有的信徒就用这一节要说服其他的基督徒，圣灵很重要。
And so we can use this verse to support other Christians by saying that the Holy Spirit is very important.
那其他的基督徒说，我同意，这个很重要。
And other Christians may agree that this is very important.
那你看13节。
And let's look at verse 13.
你听见真理的道，就是得救的福音，信了基督，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Here it says that you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以他也引用圣经，你看前面一节，你听见这个道，信了耶稣，你就受了所应许的圣灵。所以我们有圣灵啊。
So following this verse, you first hear of the gospel, then you believe, and you are now sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
我们教会了这个信徒头脑抓一抓，这怎么办呢？我讲后面一节，他讲前面一节。
So some Christians may be a little confused and say that we're explaining the verse 14, but people use verse 13 against us.
那如果我们回到 使徒行传的 19章。
But if we turn to Acts chapter 19.
好，我们来看使徒行传。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 19.
第一节，使徒行传19章第一节。
Acts chapter 19 verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus.
第二节。
And finding some disciples too, he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
保罗到以弗所第一个问题问，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
When Paul came to Ephesus, the first question he asked was, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
信什么？
So what did they believe in?
当然是信主耶稣啊。
Of course, it was believing in Christ Jesus.
你信主耶稣的时候受圣灵没有？
Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他的回答很清楚，没有。
So their response was very clear. We have not heard of that there is a Holy Spirit.
所以信不等于得圣灵。
So belief does not equate to receiving the Holy Spirit.
那保罗就问他，你受的是什么洗？
So Paul asked them, Into what then were you baptized?
他说是约翰的洗。
And they said, Into John's baptism.
那约翰的洗就是悔改的洗。
And John's baptism is a baptism of repentance.
那约翰的洗也是好的，悔改是好的。
And it is good, repentance is good.
那保罗听见他们没有得圣灵。
And when Paul heard that they did not receive the Holy Spirit,
他马上跟洗礼连在一起想。
He immediately connected this problem to baptism.
因为使徒行传第二章在讲受洗洗去你的罪，然后你就要领受圣灵。
Because in Acts chapter 2, it records of how you must be baptized in order for your remission of sins, and then you can inherit the kingdom of God.
那这是应许。
And this is a promise.
要给你跟你的儿女。
To you and your children.
那你现在洗礼完没有得到圣灵。
So now you have been baptized, but you have not received the Holy Spirit.
所以这个洗礼是悔改，但是没有赦罪。
So this baptism is a baptism of repentance and not remission of sins.
所以保罗就奉耶稣的名第二次给他洗礼。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, Paul laid hands on them and baptized them.
第六节，洗礼完按手，圣灵就降在他们身上。
And once they were baptized and Paul laid his hands on them, then the Holy Spirit came upon them.
表现就是说方言。
And the Holy Spirit presented itself, but with tongues and prophecies.
然后人数算得出来 12个人。
And the men were about 12 in all.
所以以弗所书第一章13节, 这是把求圣灵得圣灵的过程把它省略。
So in verse 13, it omits the process of having to ask and receive for the Holy Spirit.
也就是使徒行传19章那个过程，他把它省略。
So they remove or they don't include the process recorded in Acts chapter 19.
所以听见真理的道，得救的福音，信他就受了圣灵为印记。
So first you receive the gospel and then you believe and then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这好像来到美国。
This is like coming to the United States.
过了一段时间，就规划成为美国的公民，拿美国的护照。
And after a period of time, you become a citizen and then you receive your passport.
但是这个过程有一个过程。
But this is a process.
有一些手续要办。
There are some steps that you must take.
那有一些条件要符合。
There are some requirements that you must fulfill.
你最后才有一个美国的护照。
And at last, you will receive your American passport.
但是如果把它简化，我到美国我就规划成公民，现在拿美国护照，过程全部不讲。
But you could also just remove the whole process and just say, I came to America and received a citizenship and a passport.
所以以弗所书一章的13节讲。 会得到应许的圣灵。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, mentions how you believe and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
那14节，这是得基业的凭据。
And in verse 14, it mentions that it is the guarantee of our inheritance.
啊，所以我们每一次读圣经啊，对我们能够得到圣灵，真的是更加的感谢神。
So when we after we read the Bible, we must be more thankful that we are able to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有得圣灵的体验，所以我们知道圣经在讲什么。
Because we have the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit, we understand what the Bible is talking about.
啊，也去体验到圣经所应许的这个圣灵降临在我们身上。
And we can experience how the Bible has explained of how we will receive the Holy Spirit in ourselves.
好，我们看以弗所书一章的十五节、十六节。
And now let us look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, 16, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
这里保罗说，我为你们不住的感谢神。
Here Paul says that I do not cease to give thanks for you.
接下去我常常为你们祷告。
And next he says, making mention of you in my prayers.
那保罗祷告什么？
What does Paul pray for?
如果我们看保罗的书信，保罗的祷告，再比较我们的祷告，可能会不一样。
If we look through all the letters and epistles of Paul, we may realize that his prayers are different from ours.
我们现在想想看，我从信主耶稣到现在，我的祷告全部把它列出来，我在祷告什么？
If we should go back and think about what we have been praying for ever since we've believed in God.
我们大部分的祷告都是肉体上、今生上。
We oft the majority of our prayers may have been about our physical needs.
当然神是父啊，他愿意听我们的祷告，成全我们的祷告，所以我们有很多的体验都是肉体上的、今生上的。
Of course, because God is our Father, He is willing to grant us and grant us our physical needs and also listen to our prayers.
但是保罗在他的书信里面的祷告，大部分都是提到属灵上。
But the prayers that the blessings that Paul mentions are mostly spiritual.
就是他们在灵性上能够不断的成长。
Which is that in their spirituality, they can continually grow.
因为这个是非常重要的。
Because this is very important.
所以我们的灵性在成长，我们祷告的内容 会改变。
So as our spiritualities increase, the content of our prayers will change.
如果我们信了几十年，祷告跟初信的时候内容一样。
So if we have been believing in God for a long time, but our prayer, the content of our prayers is still the same as when we first believed.
就很有可能我们初信的时候灵性已经非常好了。
Then it is very possible that when we first believed, our spirituality was already very good.
但是也有可能几十年来我们的信仰没有成长。
But it is also possible that after those years of believing in God, our spirituality has not grown.
所以我们的祷告没有改变。
So our prayers have not changed.
圣经里面说我们要凭着信心不凭眼见。
The Bible tells us to have faith not by sight.
眼见就是这个物质界。
And what we can see is this physical world.
信心就是灵界的。
And to have faith is to believe in the things of the spiritual world.
所以当一个人的信心在成长。
So when one's faith is growing.
他的价值观是根据圣经信心来的。
Their values come from their faith.
所以他的关心，他的祈祷会渐渐提升到属灵的层面。
So their care and their prayers will rise in the spiritual sense.
那我们先来看他祈求什么。
So now let us look at what Paul asks for.
十七节。
Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
这个地方讲是给你们智慧跟启示的灵赏赐给你们。
Here it says that God may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
所以这也在提到圣灵的宝贵，就是它是智慧跟启示的灵。
So here it also mentions how precious the Holy Spirit is because it is a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him.
这个智慧不是地面上的智慧。
So this wisdom is not the wisdom of earth.
是属灵的智慧。
It is spiritual wisdom.
是认识神的智慧。
It is the wisdom to know God.
啊，那启示呢？
And what are revelations?
啊，这个启示这一句话在世界上人很少用。
Revelations is a term that not many people on earth use.
啊，但是在圣经里面常常用。
But it is often used in the Bible.
在这个世界上，如果一个人头脑很聪明，他肯下功夫，差不多没有一个学问他不会懂的。
If a person on earth is very diligent in learning and smart, then he will. It is very likely that there is not many philosophies or theories or ideas that he doesn't know.
因为这是世界上。
Because this is on earth.
有聪明下功夫，你就可以懂。
If you are smart and you put in the effort, then you will understand.
啊，但是当我们要认识神，
But when we want to know God,
我们可以不可以认识神？
Whether or not we can know God,
啊，我们可以努力，但是我们没有办法控制。
We can put in the effort and diligence, but we cannot control.
啊，所以主耶稣曾经说，啊，这个神的国，啊，向聪明通达的人就隐藏。
God has once said that the kingdom of heaven is hidden from those who are wise in their own eyes.
是谁隐藏他？
And who hides this
from them? 是神隐藏他。
It is God who hides it.
向婴孩就显露。
But he has revealed them to babes.
是谁显露的？
And who reveals them?
是神显露的。
It is God who reveals them.
所以一个人能不能认识神，到最后的关键还是神要隐藏，还是神要显露。
So whether or not a person can come to know God is based on whether or not God wants to reveal it to him.
一直这个启示啊，就是从上面神打开我们的心，所以我们能够明白，这个叫做启示。
So this revelation is when the God above allows us to open our hearts and understand him.
啊，那启示就是借着圣灵。
And this revelation comes from the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们常常看到慕道朋友问题很多。
So sometimes we see that maybe a truth seeker has many questions.
啊，你跟他解释了，哎，看起来好像明白，下一次回来又问相同的问题。
You have explained and answered their question, but they come back again and answer a similar and ask a similar question.
他真的想要明白，但是他没有办法明白。
So they really want to understand, but they are unable to.
哎，但是有一天他得圣灵。
But one day they receive the Holy Spirit.
你会发现那个慕道者现在不问问题了。
And then you will realize that this truth seeker no longer asks any questions.
为什么？因为他听得懂，看得懂。
Why? It is because they understand what they hear and what they see.
圣灵是启示的灵。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of revelation.
那有时候聚会也是一样。
Sometimes it is the same in service.
我们常常到处去领会，发现有的教会听到精神很好。
Sometimes when we go lead services, we will realize that some people are able to absorb the sermons very well.
啊，但是有的教会哦，早上十一点聚会，大家都好像很困倦的样子。
But there are some churches that where when we visit, many people at 11 a.m. are very tired.
啊，但是到中午吃饭，哇，精神百倍。
But when they go out to eat lunch, they are very alert.
那这个教会都有一个共同的特点。
But these churches have the same characteristic.
如果要在推行祷告的教会，一般听到精神都很好。
Most of the times when the churches strongly push for a prayer, then their attention is very good.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有在祷告，圣灵有在运行。
Because when we pray, the Holy Spirit is working among us.
所以讲道的人有圣灵在感动，讲神要讲的话。
So the speaker is moved by the Holy Spirit to speak the words of God.
那听到的人有圣灵开启他的心，所以他听得懂。
And for the people listening to the sermons, the Holy Spirit is moving their hearts so that they understand the sermon.
那这两个加在一起听到的精神就很好。
And when you add these two factors together, then you will have a very good good attention from the audience.
所以我们在聚会之前推动这个会前祷告是非常重要的。
So to push for a prayer before our sermons is very important.
这个会提升我们聚会有属灵的气氛。
this will promote how much attention or interest we can have in the sermons.
这个会加深我们对道理的领悟。
And it will increase how much we are able to learn from the word of God.
甚至有圣灵在带领运行，有时候讲道的人没有讲的，我们听到的人可以领悟出一些道理。
And even with the help of the Holy Spirit, audience may even be able to pick up some teachings that the speaker doesn't even mention.
这真的非常奇妙。
And this is truly very miraculous.
好，所以这里讲为你们祷告求荣耀的父将那世人跟智慧启示灵赏赐给你们。
So here it mentions that Paul is praying that God may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
好，那使你们真知道他。
So that you truly know him.
好，我们对神的认识会更清楚更明白。
Our knowledge of God will become clearer and we will understand him better.
好。那接下去就提到三点。
And next, it mentions three points.
如果我们对神认识很清楚，这个三点对我们来讲就很清楚。
If our understanding of God is very deep, then we will have these three points.
好，我们接下来回来看《以弗所书》第一章的十八节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这里讲照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Here it says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
就知道我们信主耶稣真正的盼望在哪里。
So that we know what is the true hope of believing in God.
每一个人入门的方式不一样。
Everyone enters the door in a different manner.
但是我们进到信仰的层面，每一个人最后的目标是一样。
But everyone's ultimate goal to enter into the kingdom of heaven is the same.
所以如果把入门的原因当作最后的原因，我们的信仰可能是需要再追求。
So if we focus too much on the method of how we get into the door rather than actually getting into the door, then our faith will have problems.
好，我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
下面一节。
4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个第三节叫说有活泼的盼望。
In verse 3, it mentions a living hope.
如果看英文，这是带有生命的盼望。
If we look at the English translation, it is a hope that has life.
也就永远不会消失的。
Which is that it never disappears.
每一个盼望得到就失去它。
Every hope that we receive, we may lose.
但有一个盼望得到它就永远拥有它。
But there is one hope that once we receive it, we will have it forever.
这个是最宝贵，这个叫活泼的盼望。
This is the most precious, and this is called the living hope.
那个是什么？
And what is a living hope?
第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
You can receive an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and unfading, reserved in heaven for you.
这用三个不能来形容。
There are four negative adjectives that are used.
因为这个叫做天上的基业。
Because they are reserved in heaven and as possessions.
你看我们现在人呢，都是很注重地上的产业。
People today focus very much on inheritance on earth.
那如果从第四节来看，地上的产业是会衰残、会玷污、会朽坏。
But if we compare it to verse 4, the inheritance on earth is corruptible, defiled, and fades away.
那如果地上的产业这么可贵，天上的产业是价值是无穷比的。
And so if we are so focused and we value all this worldly inheritance so much, then we can't even compare the heavenly inheritance.
那其实这两个产业是同时存在的。
But these two types of inheritances are coexisting.
这是天上是属灵, 眼睛看不到, 地上是物质的, 眼睛看得到, 这样差别而已。
The only difference is that the heavenly possessions we cannot see, but the worldly possessions we can see.
那如果圣灵开我们的心,
but if the Holy Spirit opens our hearts,
我们属灵的眼睛打开来,
then our spiritual eyes will be opened.
从圣经看到那个这么好的活泼的盼望,
from the Bible we can see such a great living hope.
我们一生就感谢不尽。
Our whole lives will be filled with gratitude.
所以这里讲, 照明心中的眼睛, 让你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
So that is why here it says that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
我们再看下一节。
Let us look at the next verse.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
大家都希望在地上有荣耀。
Many people hope that they can receive glory on earth.
但是有时候得得到，有时候得不到。
But sometimes you are able to receive it, and sometimes you are not able to receive it.
即使得得到，也会消失。
And even if you do receive it, it will disappear.
那天上的荣耀是什么？
So what is the glory of heaven?
我们看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
15章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
41节。
Verse 41.
哥林多前书15章41节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory.
42节。
42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
这里讲日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
Here it says that there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars.
这是在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
42节。
42.
使人复活也是这样。
It is also like this for the resurrection of the dead.
所以我们在天上有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So in heaven we have such a abundant glory.
也就是, 我们在天上的荣耀有的人像太阳。
So in heaven some people are as glorious as the sun.
好像主耶稣变貌, 衣服洁白, 容貌放光。
Just like the transfiguration of Christ, his garments turned white and he shined in the light.
摩西从西乃山下来,
and when Moses descended from Mount Sinai,
发光,
his face was shining.
神的荣耀充满在他身上,
and God's glory was filled in his body.
所以将来的荣耀, 是非常非常的大。
So the glory of the future is very great.
月亮也有它的荣光。
The moon also has its glory.
星星也有它的荣光。
And the glory, and the stars also have their glory.
所以神给我们的荣耀非常的大。
So the glory that God gives us is very great.
这是第二个。
This is the second.
我们现在回来看, 以弗所书。
Let us turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章的19节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?
这个19节讲他将我们信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。我们一想到神的能力浩大，第一个就是想到神创造宇宙。
So the first thing we think of when we think of the exceeding greatness of his power, of God's power, is his creation.
再来就是提到我们个人的体验，生病、倒倒、得医治、车祸不死。
And then it is our personal experiences when we receive God's healing or when we do not die from car crashes.
但是当这里在提到神的能力何等的浩大，他是在讲什么？
But what is the exceeding greatness of his power referring to in this verse?
20节就是例子。
Verse 20 is an example.
就是在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活。
It is the work of when Christ was raised from the dead and seated at his right hand.
所以神的能力有多大？
So how great is the power of God?
大到死的他可以叫你活过来。
The power is so great that when you die, you can be resurrected.
但是不只是这样。
But not only so.
大到这个肉体可以变成灵体。
It is so great that your physical self can become a spiritual self.
不会衰老。
it is incorruptible.
不会衰老, aging.
Oh, it is not aging.
不会犯罪,
it will not sin.
不会死亡,
and it does not die.
那个是属灵的身体。
Spiritual body.
是荣耀的身体。
It is a glorious body.
这个是神能力的伟大。
This is the greatness of God's power.
所以我们今天, 相信主耶稣,
So today, when we believe in Jesus Christ,
得着儿子的名分,
and we receive the identity as a son,
是真的, 很尊贵的,
it is truly very precious.
我们要得到更大的恩典,
we must receive the greater blessing,
就是有活泼的盼望,
which is to have a living hope,
将来天国有荣耀,
to have glory in heaven in the future,
主耶稣再来要复活,
and to resurrect when Jesus comes again.
这个是神给我们在基督里面的, 最大的恩典。
This is the greatest blessing that God gives us within Christ.
唱诗,
let us sing him.
324.
324.